Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yeah,
happy and it's new a new year, guys. Happy new year.
Yeah,
2023 in the building.
No, crazy. This year doesn't feel real. It doesn't. I've never really thought of a 23. Oh my God, 2019, 2020, 2021. Oh my God, 2022, 2023.
I know.
23, it doesn't seem real.
It's weird because it's like 2024 sounds more believable than 2023.
Crazy.
I don't know if that sounds crazy, but 2023 just sounds like a fake year.
Maybe this is a fake year.
Yeah.
Where? Don't you think it's crazy that 2022 was COVID year?
Well, 2020.
Wait, what did I say? 22? Yeah, 2020. Yeah. So not 2022. 2020, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. And I thought that was going to be like the year of amazing things. Like, I remember going into that year feeling extra, like, I'm always usually positive going into New Year's, but 2020, I really thought this year is going to be like groundbreaking. And it really was, but for the complete opposite reason. But 2020, I just can't believe it's been like 3 years nearly.
I know, it's crazy. It's just so crazy. Like, everyone had plans, like, I'm gonna do this, that year, and it's just changed everything. Like,
I still can't believe like we were actually banned from going out. Like, my brain can't comprehend that they were actually locking off certain parts of supermarkets and saying,
I didn't even believe it. No, like, when I remember when they said it, and I was like, yeah, people aren't going to follow through. I didn't really believe it. Like, I thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out and see my friends still. Like, I didn't think it was real. Like, I didn't think. Do you know? And I remember when you had COVID, and I told my boss, I said, oh, my friend has this COVID thing, and she dropped me to the station the other day, so I was in her car for at least, you know, 15 minutes. Yeah. So I don't know if I should come into work. And he was like, no, come in.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me that, actually. Right. I was like, why didn't he tell you to isolate
from home?
Until you got tested? It was
Certain bosses were thinking that people just wanted to work from home as a holiday, but they didn't realize that. Anyways, ciao.
Like, that time was actually the ghetto.
I know.
COVID did a number on us. Like, wow. And it looks like it's coming back for round two.
Really?
Yeah, there's reports saying that in China, obviously they're having like their new year and stuff, or they had their new year celebrations. So it's sort of like accelerated the spread of COVID, because I think they ended their zero COVID policy. So it just meant that like loads of people are just traveling at the same time. And it just means that, basically, COVID is being able to run riot, basically.
And they're always ahead. Like, everything in China, I feel like they're always ahead. Like, they know everything before. Like, we're so late in this UK. And I feel like they'd be telling Boris back then, and he just says, we were doing our own thing.
Do you know what killed me?
Every single thing.
What killed me about the COVID situation is that, you know, the only way I can describe it is like seeing a train coming and you're on the track, and it's like someone's telling you as well, the train's coming, and you're like, no, it's all right, I got this, because we literally saw COVID travel closer and closer to us. Like, it started in China, then it hit India, then it hit Italy, then it hit France, and Italy and France were telling the UK, you man, it's peak. Like, you lot need to do something quickly because it's peak around here.
And Boris was on the flex of, but we're the UK, so we're different.
Yeah.
Like, we're not like them.
We got this.
Boys.
Like, we actually know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. We're the UK. Come on. and it doppied us nicely.
Yeah, I don't want another COVID. Like, it was just so tragic. It was nasty. But lockdown does sound good for me.
I'm not
I'm
gonna
not even gonna
lie. I'm
lie.
not gonna lie, Vic. I'm not
I'm
gonna lie.
not even, because I'm getting invites left, right, and center. And I can't even, the thing is, I can't even go out as much as I want to because I have to work. But also, it's like I kind of want things to slow down a little
A
bit.
little bit. No,
And
I get it.
I hate letting people down. I think, and I also think I need more me time. I need to, but girl, yeah.
I get you. I get you 100%. I'm not gonna lie, a lockdown is would be sweet for me right now.
But do you know what I re not regretted, but like when I look back at lockdown, I look at like everybody, and like everybody has done like some amazing things with their
I get what you
careers, or
mean.
people got married, people got engaged, people had kids, people had 2 kids, and like people did so many things. And like I look back and I'm like, what was I doing? Like, do you know what I was actually doing? I was drinking in the morning.
Oh yeah, I remember you telling me this.
I was
I'm not
not
gonna lie,
okay.
I got a little bit worried for a second, Vic.
Yeah,
Obviously,
it
I
was
didn't.
it
Yeah, I
yeah.
was a bit concerned for you at that
It
moment.
was a little bit of a troubling time. Obviously, I made it out, but like I was not okay. I was not okay. And like I remember seeing like all these people, their social media just grew out of nowhere. Like, you know, their social media was like really great, but then lockdown kind of took it to new heights. And it was like now I just feel like all those, I feel like lockdown was such a pivotal point for a lot of people. Like it helped a lot of people in a way. And like I look back, I'm like, why was I not using my head like everybody else? Instead, I was drinking. This sounds like I'm an alcoholic. No, I was just drinking, but I was just being depressed. And it's like, why couldn't I at least faked it? Or I don't know. I don't know. But the thing is, you can't really, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't dwell on the past, you know. It is what it is. Things happen for whatever reason, and you know.
And the thing is, you have to remember, like, everything has context to it, if you know what I mean. Like, if you look back to things you were going through around that time, it probably makes sense as to why you weren't necessarily, I don't know, starting a new side hustle, or do you know what I mean? Because I remember we were actually having these conversations at the time, and we were just like saying, like, some people, yeah, they'll be like, oh yeah, let's do this, let's make money in a different way, and let's do this, and you should be learning a new language, you should be doing this, you should be doing that during lockdown. And it's like, some people actually just need to rest because they've been going at it for ages. Some people are burnt out, and this is literally the only
The
rest
only
they'll
time.
probably have. Yeah.
I think lockdown was
Like, when
probably
you
the
think about it,
first.
yeah.
I think lockdown was probably the first time I've properly rested. Like, because in my other jobs, I was allowed to work from home, but it was only if you were sick.
Yeah,
So this
yeah.
was the first time where I'm working from home. Nine, that, like, there's no commute, and I've worked at far places from my house, at like 2 hour journey or those kind of commutes, and they really take it out on you. And I think lockdown was like the first time, which is why I'm kind of grateful for it. But in the same time, I feel bad saying that because it had such an awful effect. But honestly, it was the first time that I could wake up and be like, okay, I'm gonna wake up. And sometimes I wouldn't even take the piss and wake up like 8:50. I'd wake up at 8:30, but it would be like because I always had that feeling of, what if they take this away? What if we go back tomorrow? And it was also that feeling of, it's that rest thing I felt. Because I remember on Monday, actually, this Monday, I was feeling very tired. And I was like, why am I feeling so tired? Like, why does this tiredness remind me of something? And it reminded me of when I used to commute to work, go home, then rest for a little bit, have dinner, and then do podcast stuff, so do the socials, and then go to the gym. And then I remember doing that for, because I remember in January last year, no, was it January? I think it was. I went to the gym, like tried to go to the gym like 4 times a week. And doing that, working 9 to 5, commuting, going to the, just crazy. Like, and I can't even imagine like people with kids or with other priorities. Like, how do we manage all of that? Like, that's just so,
It's a
it's
lot.
so bizarre to me. It's a lot. It's crazy.
And I think honestly, that's the best thing to come out of lockdown is sort of the shift in mentality, where I think people have realized, like, I actually don't need to be commuting 10 hours a week to do my job effectively. like even where I work now, previously it had been a 5 days a week in the office sort of situation, but it's like now it's like actually, yeah, come in 3 days a week and the other 2 days work from home. And you know, there's a lot more leeway there. Even like some jobs now are just fully remote. Like that was kind of unheard of in the UK a few years ago
Yeah.
before COVID.
And it's crazy because even transport, the cost of it was like, I remember spending like £300. It's probably gone up now, but like £300. So you're thinking, because that's one thing that helped me save money in lockdown, transport. I would take that £300. Okay, for the first 2 months, I can't lie, I was kind of like, do you know what? Let me put this on Uber Eats. This is what could have been a week's. I was Uber eating. Who? I was Uber eating. I was helping the gig economy. It was only me. Oh my God. Oh my days. But yeah.
It was a very, very interesting time. And now this like new flu that's going around right now. The thing is, I'm calling it a flu. Who knows what it is? I don't know, but whatever it is, it knocked me out. And it's literally taking people down. And I've seen some people, they've been ill with it for like 2 weeks straight.
Wow.
I'm just like, bloody hell. Wiped out my Christmas boy. That's why I said my Christmas day was actually quite sad.
That's so
Because
sad.
yeah, Kaya was like with her dad, and I was literally at home. All I could do was just marinate the chicken and put it back in the fridge. The rest of the day, I literally was just in and out of sleep, cold sweats,
Oh my
watching Harry
God.
Potter. Yeah, it basically wasn't Christmas for me at all. But yeah, we
But you
move.
said
I was
Boxing Day
just
was good.
very ill. Yeah, Boxing Day was good. So my mum hosted Christmas this year on Boxing Day, so that's when I got to see my family. But I think I gave some people my code, which
Oh
I was like,
dear.
yeah, I feel guilty about it still. But I tried to keep it to myself, but I know, I feel so bad.
Is what is.
Yeah. But how was your Christmas and New Year and everything?
Yeah, Christmas was good. My dad, a few weeks before, he was like, oh, so you're hosting it? And I was like, oh gosh, like my dad has this thing where he plans things and it has to be that way. Because and he doesn't he, it's not like he thinks it's in it a bad way, me hosting it, but it's like, you know, we're celebrating in my child's house, you know, next year's gonna be my other child, like. And I get it, but it's like, but dad, I'm not in a financial space right now. I don't even have a dining table. I didn't even want to complain. So I just said, yeah, cool, I'll do it. But it was just like, it wasn't on my own terms. Like, I would have loved to have done it on a, like, next year
When you're
and done it
ready.
properly. Yeah, I've done it properly, but it's whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, so yeah, did that, made turkey for the first time. It was great. It was fun. It turned out being really okay, actually. And my dad kept saying that was really, really great. Like, even called me the next day to be like, it was really, really great. So that was fun.
Oh, bless. That's so
Yeah.
sweet.
Yeah, it was really nice. And yeah, it was cute. And then Boxing Day, I didn't do anything. I think I slept. I can't remember what I did that day. But the sales weren't hitting like they were used to. And yeah, New Year's, me and my boyfriend, we have kind of this kind of tradition to go see plays really around New Year's. So we went to see one called The Mousetrap. And yeah, it was really interesting. It was like a murder mystery type vibe. And then came home, watched church, and that was it really. So just kind of low key. Yeah, it was good vibes. And my therapist always says, because I've been with her like for going on 3 years now, maybe two, three
Yeah, you've
years.
been with her for quite a
Yeah.
while.
Yeah. And she said to me, she notices in the new year, I always have like a positive mindset for the next year. And she said to me, some people have that and then they kind of feel like it's a fluke and they look down on it. But she just said to me, just run with it. Whatever energy you have from that, use it. Like, you, so if it means that for the week, it means that you've got energy to like email all these people, email all these publications, or put yourself out there, or make content, or, you know, feel you can show up in any way, shape, or form, do it. Just
Do
run with
it.
it. And I was like, that's so true. Because with me, motivation, I get motivation sometimes, but I feel like I think I've learned along the years that motivation isn't the only thing that carries you when you want to do things.
Because
sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'll wait to go gym because I'll wait for the perfect motivational day. And it's like, well, that means you're not going to go for the whole month then. So yeah. It's just one of those things where, yeah, I'm kind of running on my New Year high a little bit. But I think it's slowly starting to fade down. But I think it's been a good run so far. It's been like 7 days. But yes, I've done a lot of things. So I already feel a bit tired.
That's good.
But yeah, it's been good. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, like my break was okay. Yeah, obviously, like I said, Boxing Day was great. And then for New Year's Eve, I just went to like family's house, and yeah, we just called in the New Year there. As for like the year ahead, I do usually feel quite positive when like the new year comes in, but this year I've been quite reserved, I'll be honest. Like, I feel like the way I thought 2022 was gonna be and how it actually turned out is just like completely different. So it's like this year I've sort of like humbled myself a little bit, and maybe like your therapist said, like maybe I shouldn't like try to belittle it or minimize it or whatever, but yeah, it's like I'm cautiously positive about the year ahead. So yeah, I mean, I know there's definitely things that I want to like work on personally this year. I think sort of kind of related to what you were saying, like motivation isn't the only thing that carries you. I think it's discipline. And that's sort of like something I think was a consistent theme throughout last year. And it's like something I really want to work on this year is discipline, because I feel like I have loads of ideas and things, and it doesn't work if you don't have the discipline. And it's like, even if you know it's going to be it's a great idea, or even, yeah, having the motivation to do it, but it's like, if you're not actually putting in the actions towards it, it's just not going to happen, simply not going to happen. So I think discipline is definitely something I want to work on this year. And yeah, when people are asking me, what do you want to leave in 2022, we were asking each other that on New Year's Eve. I was just like, I just want to leave like being poor in 2022. And it sounds so simplistic and stuff, but like me and my friend Lizzie, we were talking and we were just like, you know, we've been telling ourselves, you know, 2023, like, we're not gonna like go on holidays or do certain things.
Oh my god, that's your thing.
I know. Literally, this is what we were saying. Like, we were just like, no, like, we need to focus. We need to like get into our bag. We need to grind, blah, 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 2023. And then she turned around and she was like, actually, it's like, instead of thinking about, you know, like cutting back, maybe I should just think about how can I make this happen instead of, okay, I'm just not going to do it, if you know what I mean. So we were sort of just like, okay, so how can we manage to go on holidays, if you know what I mean? So whether that does mean applying for jobs that pay a bit more, or, you know, whatever it may be, like, how can we make it work rather than like just sacrificing, if you know what I mean? And I think, like, I was basically saying, like, we're so young, we only have one life to live, and we shouldn't be in a position where we have to choose between living our lives, and I say that in quotation marks, and like, I don't even know what the word is, but it just feels like we have to choose between living the lives that we want and sacrifice. And it's like, I feel like we shouldn't have to do that. We definitely shouldn't. So yeah, I think this year definitely I want to go on holiday at least once. So yeah, that's kind of, I'm just gonna go with the flow with this year, I'll be honest, and just see where the year takes me, and hope
you'll
for
make
the best.
Your money. You'll make your money and you'll hit your desired goals.
Amen. Amen. We are both going to hit our goals, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen.
I know it's going to happen. Yeah, it's just, I know that discipline is definitely something that I need to work on this year. So yeah, I think that will probably be my word of 2023, if I'm being honest. What about you? Is there anything that you're like hoping to achieve this year, or like you want to leave in 2022? Anything like that?
Yeah, there's a few things. I actually need to do my vision board and write down all the things I want to hit this year. But like, main things are like to rebuild my savings again, get a new car, maybe like by summer. But if not, then it's not the end of the world. But these things, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'm not gonna, you know. And I think definitely put myself out there more in terms of content creation. And yeah, I just want to show up in every asset in every place in my life. I just want to show up. So if it means working hard, or if it means being a better daughter, whatever it is, just making sure that I show up a bit more. Yeah, I think that's it. I don't want to stress myself too much.
This is it. This is it.
But I do think this is a year for me of building.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely think it is a year of really building. Because I was talking to my friend and she was like, oh my God, like she said, oh, I feel like you've been on the internet for a long time. And I was like, yeah, I have, but I'm not really known for anything, or I'm not really known, quote unquote, because I'm not really consistent on any platform. So I think that's something for me to kind of take into consideration. And then it's also as well just leaving self-doubt, because I was the other day, I was reading my old diary, and I've had people in my life who just make like weird comments when I say I want to do something, and then I just won't do the thing. Like, there's so many things in my diary that I've said I wanted to do, so many projects I wanted to create, or so many things I wanted to pitch, and I've just not done it because someone's made a comment, you know. And I think that's just so crazy, because most times I'm not even friends with most of those people. So I think most times I just need to just do what I need to do and not care what other people think, because really the only person opinion that really, really matters is my own.
Is
But then I think
yours.
the other thing I'm working on this year is
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Not needing approval, not so, yeah, approval, I think it is. It's just not so, like, I don't need to say something to someone for them to be like, oh yeah, that's a great idea.
I get you. I
But
get you.
I'm just going to say, oh, I've done this. Do you know what I mean? Because
Or
usually
I
when you
want to
say,
do this and you're just
yeah,
going to do it.
Because usually when you say to someone, oh, I'm thinking about doing this, I'm not too sure. It's when you say, I'm not too sure, then the person goes, oh yeah, I'm not sure that you're the right person for that. Or yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's a bit of you. Or
Or maybe
I
it's
have
just that they don't say something that you're kind of wanting to hear, and then that makes
exactly
you think, oh, maybe it's
self-approval.
stupid.
But most times, judgment, like, I'm not even trying to be, and I know I can be quite insecure, but it's these people have said stuff that's made me think they don't want me to do that. And yeah, but then again, it's also some of these people are not in my life anymore. So it's like, why am I taking this to heart when
To
these people
heart,
aren't even in my life? So yeah, I think that's probably what I want this year to be. It's just really about building myself, really, in all shapes and form. So yeah, and I want to have new wigs this year. That's about it.
Hold on. Well, sorry, it broke up a bit. What did you say? You want to
I
have
need.
new wigs?
Jasmine, I've suffered. I've suffered. I've suffered. I've suffered.
I'm so sorry. I thought I heard incorrectly. I was like, what?
So
That came out of left field.
my brownie wig, the lace is
I
finished on it.
love that wig.
The lace is finished, so I need to go replace. And this is the second time replacing the closure. Maybe you're right. This is poor mentality. Second time replacing the closure. Can't you go and get a new wig? I can't. The black wig, the black bob. I accidentally cut the lace too much, and the closure's done. So I don't know. I think what's making me sad is like, I really have to replace the closures. I can't go and buy new wigs. Because when you're looking at the new wig costs, yeah, the new wigs are costing like nowadays like £300, £400.
Yeah, the new
Then,
wigs are crazy. What's going
yeah, then you have to get a customer. Like, I need to get mine customized. I know you can do it at home, but I have to go get my cosmetic.
Yeah, I
do not like the thought of people looking at my hair thinking, rah, her hair looks butters, or rah, she can't lay a wig. Absolutely not.
I get it.
I'd rather not wear a wig if that's the... So I get it customized, and then that's usually like £180. And if you want colour, that's usually like about £80 to £100. So that's, let's say, £300, £400, £500 for one wig. And yeah, do you know what's so crazy?
These prices.
I once had a friend say to me, like, you always wear that wig, you know, don't you want to try something new?
What? There's wig police out there like that.
Wig police, we should wear that title. She said, don't you want to try something new? Jasmine, humble me. I didn't have money. This was even the times where I was like 24. I used to always have that black straight, maybe 16-inch wig closure.
But it's so crazy sometimes, yeah, like the things people pick up on. Because I don't think I would ever clock if someone was wearing the same wig. Like,
I think, Jazz, I can't lie. I was wearing that wig.
Like, it wouldn't even... Hello?
I can't lie, Jazz. I was wearing that wig for, like, let's say... I was wearing that wig a lot because I was trying to save money. I was wearing it maybe 10 times out of 12 months. And she was like, yeah, like, I'm okay. She's like, yeah, like, you wear it a lot. Like, do you not want to try something new? And then she burst into this whole theme of, like, black girls be like, you know, always wearing, like, the same kind of wig. Like, you know, try something new, you know. And I remember just thinking, you don't even know, like, my financials. Or
what you're going through, yeah.
You don't know. And that's really stayed with me. So I've always kind of been like, I'll try to change up my hair a little bit. So if it's my natural hair, or maybe I'll go back to the wig, natural hair. Then so, and I think that's probably stayed with me because of that comment.
Yeah.
But, Jasmine, girl.
Wow, people really just say anything, innit?
Anything, like, on their mind, yeah.
Wow.
But, like, you know,
there's one thing thinking it, but another thing to say it to somebody.
I know.
Like, I would mind my fucking business.
And the thing that, the reason why it stayed with me at the time, it's because I said, if that's how she says it to my face, no matter what she said behind my back. She was saying that Vic with that one wig. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, nah. I'm not going to lie, it would rattle me as well, but it's just interesting to see, like, what people even notice or pick up on. Because I don't think I'd ever think in my head, oh, I've seen this person wear this wig for ages or whatever. Like, that would never cross my mind.
But the thing is, wigs are meant to be, like, right, if they're that good quality, you're meant to wear it endlessly. And of course I was washing a wig,
yeah, it's supposed to last you years,
yeah, but I feel like now wigs have become installs. Do you know what I mean? They become installs, like, they become the new age weave, as in premium, you know.
And
you're,
I really hope
that
the sustainability queens are not buying new wigs every month, because that's not sustainable.
Maybe the sustainable girls need to jump on the wig girls and tell them that this is not sustainable.
That's what they need to do.
Sustainable.
Why are they focused on just Pretty Little Thing when AliExpress vendors exist?
We need to find the black sustainable girlies. There's one girl, what's her name? Sustainable of Colour. She talks about, like, climate change and that. Maybe we should advise her that there's also a crisis in the black community, that we're changing our wigs every single time we go to the hair shop. Like, the hair is good. You can reuse the hair.
Every time there's an occasion, we're buying new wigs. That is not sustainable at all, actually.
And you open the closet like this, and there's 15 wigs. Some of you lot are triggered listening to this. I know some of you lot are triggered. There's 15 wigs. Let me even go to my calendar app. Let me even go to my calculations app. 15. Let's times that by 250. That's £3,750.
Some of y'all got £3,000 in your closet just from your wigs.
Wigs alone. That's why people sell their wigs. Would I buy a used wig?
Yeah, but would you buy it? That's what I was about to ask you. Would you buy a secondhand wig?
Yeah, put it on Depop, put it. Sustainable.
I feel like... I don't know.
If my mom found it,
you know they say people. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people carry trauma in their head.
Where?
You can't be buying someone else's trauma off
trauma off times Depop. You'd be thinking, where did I collect this from? Where did I collect this baggage from? This one, did you notice on your head? But yeah, on the rules, do you know what? Maybe, do you know what? Yeah, it's something that I think it could potentially be normalized. But for me, I think I'm okay managing, you know, Ali and managing ways to finesse for now. Until my mind changes, but for now I'm there's ways I can finesse and manage, even because even I've seen people sell secondhand wigs and they're still quite dear. I've seen it still quite dear, but it's still dear because it's like the customization, everything like that. The hairstylist's work would have been expensive as well, so I get it. And I get it if it's like, you know, because there's a lot of hair black influencers who just do, you know, they get paid to promote hair,
the one hairstyle.
So they might just wear it for one picture and then they might sell it. So I get it. And there's a market for it. People are buying it. But for me,
which I've been so like surprised that people have actually done it, which I'm like, all right, fair enough. Like, we buy everything else.
Yeah.
Like, secondhand so pretty much. So yeah, it's true.
But do you know what my thing is, how do you as a seller, how do you not know that they've taken that wig to Babalawo or like to a shrine or something
this
like that?
This is
they've
it.
Now said, do you know what I mean? Nah.
This is it. I don't even, like, for a long time, I even was like very paranoid about taking pictures. Just because, I think I've mentioned this before. We've actually got to the point in the pod where it's like, I now don't remember if I've said something on the pod before or not. But remember, I was coming out of my workplace. I think I told you this story. I was coming out of one of my workplaces, literally just standing outside. And some guy just approached me. He was like, "You're depressed." I was like, "Huh?
What?"
Yeah. He was like, "I can literally see the energy around you. You're sad." I was like, oh my gosh.
What did you say to him? No. What did we tell him more? Do you know what I said to him? I'd have been like, oh, no. It's just a time and day, a period. That's it. Are you crazy? Who do you know me from? He's been saying that to everybody.
Yeah. And this is it. He was like, oh, like, you keep giving. He was like, basically, you're a people pleaser. You keep giving your energy to people. And you don't really get the same energy in return. And I was just like, oh, wow, like, what's going on here? And whatever. And then he was like, what did he say? He said something like, your love life is great, but your friendships are not. Something like that. He said something along those lines. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, what's going on here? I was scared.
When was this?
He was like, this was like, was it 2017? Maybe either 2016 or 2017. I don't remember. But I know it was like after uni. It was after I worked at King's Cross. It was a job I had after that, right after King's Cross. So that would have been like 2017, I think. Yeah, 2017. And then, or maybe late 2016. And then he was like, oh, like, you have a friend that's like taking your pictures to like and doing black magic, like taking it to someone to do black magic on you.
Wow.
I was like, what? So from then, it's like I've always been like, not even always, but for a long time, I was scared to like take pictures of myself.
Mm-mm.
It was so weird. But I say all of that to say that giving or buying a wig off of someone, I just feel like whatever energy, whatever you've gone through, I don't want any parts of it. So that's why I said that thing about the mirrors and the furniture and stuff. And people were like, oh, but what about IKEA? What if you buy a mirror from IKEA, it's technically used. There's a difference between like a mirror in a shop.
No, it's not.
And a mirror
because
that's...
No, it's not.
And a mirror.
The mirror you buy in IKEA is boxed up. It's not on the shop floor.
It's boxed up and not just... And not just that, it hasn't been in your house and literally seen you crying. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, wow, we're taking it there.
There's no, but I'm just saying, like, obviously, the furniture, like the connection that you would have to a ring that was passed down through your family.
Oh, you don't even believe literally passing been down worn by someone. Ring.
No. I'm just saying that with all of that stuff that can be passed down and stuff, I'm not buying it or taking it from a stranger because I don't know the history. Do you know what I mean? And like, yeah, just having those things in your house, and you know, you've gone through trauma potentially in that house, you've suffered loss in that house, you've obviously might have had happy moments in that house or whatever. Mm. Like all of these things, like I cannot buy secondhand furniture or mirrors just because I'm so paranoid. Mm. I for damn sure could not buy someone's wig.
Mm. No. Do you know what it is? Yeah. But I need to find people, because there are people who buy it. So maybe they're having great experiences, and I'd love them to tell us, you know,
yeah.
because maybe it's a thing yeah. where.
And the thing is, I'm very, as you can tell, I'm very superstitious.
Yeah, you are exactly.
Obviously,
exactly.
People, so that, people that aren't that way inclined.
Yeah.
Take everything I'm saying with a pinch of salt, because yeah. I'm clearly tapped.
But, and for me, yeah, it might just take one influencer that I love to say, oh yeah, I'm buying secondhand wigs now. And then me too, I'm on that wave.
This is it.
Am I that influential? Am I that easily led? As a Nigerian, I don't know. As a Nigerian, I really don't know. But do you know what? Maybe it's a case of they wore that wig for a picture, 15 seconds. Can the energy transfer that quick? Can the energy
stop
transfer?
Killing me. But this is the thing.
But also, Jasmine, but also, the wig cap can prevent the energy from transferring to the wig.
Or the got to be glued is gluing it to the wig so it doesn't transfer to the scalp.
Okay. You see where we're going? This is crazy. Talk about crazy. Why is Prince Harry, why does he think he's on Love and Hip Hop?
The thing is, yeah, it's giving Real Housewives of Buckingham Palace, but Jesus. I love it. Because he's not stopping. And everything else that he's saying is like just more and more outrageous.
It's too much.
Like, why is he saying that his penis was frostbitten, please?
At his brother's wedding.
Is that real?
But also, Jasmine, what's that got to do with me? I wanna hear you tell me about, you know, how your mother not being around, how that affected you. I want to know about your relationship with your brother. I want to know what the relationship was between Meghan and Kate. I want to know what it's like for you as a father right now. I want to know what it's like for you being in another country. I want to know what it was like for you when the British media wouldn't stop hounding you like a dog. Now you're coming to tell me that you had sex with an old lady when you lost your virginity. You're coming to tell me that your brother is losing his hair and that's not, and you couldn't believe it, but you too, yours is also going. Do you know, don't stop being rude when, stop, no, because you think you're doing sneaky, funny. But you, like, Jasmine, the one that finished me.
I know what you're going to say already.
Was the cocaine.
I knew it. The cocaine.
Do you know why?
I couldn't believe it.
You were 17 years old. I'm not a cocaine ambassador. I've never tried coke. I haven't smoked a cigarette. I'm not encouraging anybody. But if someone told me that they tried cocaine at 17, I wouldn't necessarily be shocked. I'd be like, okay, cool. I really don't want to endorse this. Sorry. I'd be like,
you're not endorsing it, but obviously some people experiment.
Yeah, people do. That's just a bare fact. People do. Yeah. Bare people do. What? And also, you're white and you're in the royal family. I sure as hell would have believed that you would have tried some coke. What? Are you crazy? Of course I know you did that.
Yeah.
And you're coming to tell me that this is your tell-all. I said, the fact that you told me that you did cocaine, do you think you're going back to that family? Do you think you're going back to that role? What would you think this is?
Okay. This is the real question. What do you think his motivations are at this point? Because I believe, because it's gone beyond like just telling his truth now, because this is a lot. Why did we need to know about the cocaine? Why did we need to know about the frostbite? Like, what are his intentions? Is he just trying to trash everything?
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm confused. I'm so confused about what's going on. Because you know, when you said the fight with William, I was like, you know, this is the tea that, you know, we were really looking for. Like, you lot were fighting. Mm. He ripped your necklace. That's what you're telling me. You broke the dog bowl. Mm-mm. What? Mm-mm. William is violent. That's what you're telling us. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. But everything else, I'm very, very confused about. I don't know what's going on.
So apparently he made 20 million off that memoir.
Wow.
So I don't know if Penguin said to him, listen,
we want
for you to get that
money. Everything. We want everything.
Have you tried Coke? What have you seen with your eyes? Tell me every single
Where
thing
you
see with
virginity?
These coral yeah. eyes from a zero to now. Because for you to get 20 million, they must have said, we want to know it all. Like, they must have asked him some questions. Because that is making no sense to me. Hey, Dad.
Yeah, you at home?
Yeah, I'm going to be free in like 15 minutes. That okay? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in front of your house.
Hello?
Hello, Vic.
Hey, Jazz. Sorry, I've got a wake up because my parents are here. Hello?
Okay. Yeah. It's no worries.
Sorry, Jazz.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I feel so bad. Sorry, guys. I thought they were coming up for 4:30. Harry, we'll deal with you next week because
we got a lot to talk about. We've got Harry to talk about. We've got Meg and Tori to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that next week. But
all right, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening to another episode. We'll speak to you later. Bye.
Have a lovely new year, guys. Dream big.
Dream big. Indeed.
What's it? You're going to be thinking big.
Yes. Big, big, bitch.
Do you know what's inspiring, Ray? Her story is inspiring, boy. Anyways, bye, guys.
Anyway, bye.